Well, hello and welcome to episode 194 of The Cool Room. We're shifting around the order of things a bit because we're super keen to share with you the adventures that we had at Bendigo on the Hop just a couple of days ago. Huge thanks to the team from Bendigo on the Hop. You'll hear plenty more about that along the way. That means that our next episode, episode 195, will be the one that features our tasting of the Deeds journey. Four amazing beers from Deeds. If you're an Australian craft beer fan, you'll know all about them. That series that kicks off with Once More Into the Fray. We've got some of those tasting packs available in our online store. Go and grab them for home delivery now. Just Google Cool Room Shopify, Cool Room Podcast Shopify, and you will be able to find those beers so that you can have them with you when that podcast drops in about a week's time. But look, a ripper episode here at Bendigo on the Hop. The sun was out. The football was great. Yes, I can't stop crowing about the fact that my team, I've got to go out and watch a couple of quarters of the mighty South Bendigo Bloods knocking off Castlemaine. Nothing sweet feels sweeter than beating the Magpies. Was a fantastic bit of the afternoon, but we also caught up with new friends and old friends at Bendigo on the Hop. So today you're going to be hearing, well, most importantly, from Chris Adkins, who was the guy from Bendigo on the Hop who set everything up for us. We hear what it's like in the days of a major festival like that and what he's got planned with the rest of the team from Bendigo for the next few months. We hear from Jackie from Co-Conspirators. We hear from my almost namesake, David from Sailor's Grave. We hear from Sam from King River. There were so many other events that we could have recorded at. Sometimes the audio didn't work out as well as we might have hoped. And there were other occasions where we tried to make sure that we weren't getting in the way of some really busy packed events. So we were also up at the Rifle Brigade Hotel in Bendigo, where we saw the good people from Hop Nation and Bridge Road. We were also at Handlebar later on in the night. Gee, that was packed. It was absolutely amazing down there. And look, aside from anything else, Bendigo just was a fantastic space to be in. The sun was out, the sky was blue, and the beer was flowing freely. So we hope that you enjoy the episode that's coming up. Check out our archives where you hear them referenced a few times during the show, particularly when we're talking to co-conspirators. But most recently, we had Chur/Behemoth on the show, and go back and check out those. We've still got some tasting packs, amazing prices, if I do say so myself. I'm the only one with the faculty of speech in the room that I'm in at the moment, given that the only other creature in here is an English setter. So I guess I am the one who has to say it, but the prices on those beers, some really amazing New Zealand hopped up IPAs and hazies, fantastic beers. Check out our online store for that. Check it out for the next six pack that we have coming up for an online show on the 14th of September with Seeker Brewing. Really looking forward to that. Only three or four tasting packs left for that one. You can join us live on Zoom as well as the podcast. And then on Friday the 15th, we're going to be catching up with our mates from Burnley at Burnley Brewing this year. Something different. Right through COVID, we used to be online with them to celebrate Oktoberfest. This time we're going out to the brewery. 200 episodes in 5 years for us, which is something to celebrate. Oktoberfest in the offing for Burnley, always something to celebrate. Their beers for Oktoberfest are always amazing. No ticket price, just come in and buy what you want, hang out with some mates, meet your fellow Cool Roomans, and look, celebrate 200 episodes of this crazy thing called the Cool Room Podcast. Always appreciate your support. Love getting emails from you. Love seeing you sharing on our socials your best beers of the week, which we do on a Sunday afternoon. And just love people who are subscribing and liking the podcast, because that helps us when we're explaining, particularly to overseas breweries, why it is that being on the Cool Room Podcast is a great thing to do. Rightio, look, that's enough from me. Well, I was going to say that's enough from me. You're going to be hearing plenty more from me as I explore my old hometown of Bendigo in the beautiful sunlight of the central Victorian city. Well, here we are. We're here at Bendigo on the Hop. We've travelled away from all of our usual locations. We're not in the Flemington Bowls Club. We're not at Leanne's Pin Oak Beer and Wine. We're nowhere near Brunswick. Opportunity to meet new friends, make new friends, and hear from breweries we haven't heard about before. And I'm joined by Jackie from Co-Conspirators.
Oh, this is what, number four today? This year?
This year, that's right. It's probably number eight or nine over time, I think. So it's excellent to see you in legitimately sunny Bendigo.
It's crazy. We literally were saying we've all got multiple layers of warm clothing and none of us thought that it was going to be as hot as it is today.
Well, good on Bendigo for turning out the perfect weather. You can hear some of the staging going on behind us here. Jackie, what have you brought to Bendigo on the hop this year?
Our limited is our sour matriarch, which is super limited now. So it's sold out everywhere else besides from Bendigo on the hop and the brew pub. So that's the only places really you can find it at the moment.
Now, we heard a little bit about this one when we joined you a couple of weeks ago at the Flemington Bowls Club. But yep. Tell us about the whole suite of matriarchs that we have at the moment. And then this one, which is the least sweet of the matriarchs. Do you like what I did there?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. So we did Matriarch Day earlier in the year, and to celebrate the matriarch, we've had her in our range since 2017. And to celebrate at the brew pub, we released two different matriarchs, a double version, which is an 8% double matriarch, a double Nipah, and the sour matriarch, which is what David's drinking at the moment. So it's fruited hop of sour. So it's kettle soured, made with the same hops as Matriarch, but we've also added mango, peach and pineapple to the fruit addition. So.
Now, it's a really interesting one because I can get a couple of those fruits. Which for you come through most? I know you haven't got it in front of you, so...
I get mango most of it, and I think that really reflects on the hops normally that you get from the original Matriarch. So I get a lot of the mango characteristics in the beer. So, yeah, that's me.
Now, aside from your own beers up here at Bendigo on the Hop, what are you looking forward to sort of seeing around the traps? Who are you paired up with here? And, tell us a bit about what the Bendigo experience is like for you.
Well, we are down here in the festival hub, right in the heart.
Festival
the festival hub in the heart of Bendigo, and we're sharing the space with Sailor's Grave.
Where they have more Davids than they know what to do with.
Yes, there's David and David, so David, you have to go and have a chat with them as well.
If that doesn't confuse our poor Finnish listeners, I don't know what will. Look, we love to catch up with you, Jackie. Tell us a bit about where we can find co-conspirators if people are listening for the first time. Where do you lurk normally, and have you got any fun events coming up soon?
Yes, well, we're we are planning on... I'll backtrack. We are located 377 Victoria Street, Brunswick. Come and find us from Wednesday to Sunday. That's our location of our brew pub. The next big event is that we're looking at doing a collaboration with guys from the mill.
Now, are they up here somewhere today as well?
They are. I think they're at Hop Supply Co. today. So I think go and speak to Manning. He's looking after that stand today.
Excellent. And things coming up, I know one of our favourites for you guys is always Grand Final Day. Once during COVID, we had to do it together online, but you're doing it in the flesh at the brew pub this year. People a reason to come out and visit.
Yes, we're visiting all footy finals starting the first week. So please come down and watch all the footy finals leading up to Grand Final. And the Grand Final Day, we're doing a collaboration day with the guys from Pie Thief, all the Western guys, Footscray guys come down. And we're doing a collaboration pie. And I won't tell you what the pie is, but the beer we'll be using is the Don, which is our barrel-aged whiskey.
Wacko. Yep. If ever you wanted a good excuse, if for some reason you've never been out to co-conspirators before, that's going to be a great opportunity to do it. Jackie, thank you for taking time out of your busy Bendigo day. Don't get sunburnt today. I feel like that's the joke that we might be making a bit as we go around today. And we look forward to having you on the podcast again in about 5 years' time.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
Well, this is very exciting. We're up here in the Hargraves Mall. We're here with the Cool Room podcast. And after many, many years of circling around this gentleman, we're finally in the same place at the same time. It's a bit like Ghostbusters. The streams have finally come together. The matter and antimatter have met as I'm joined by a David with a very weird spelling. David, welcome to the show.
Howdy. I'm Sailor's Dave. Just so we know who's who.
Excellent. Sailor's Grave up here next to co-conspirators we've just heard from Jackie. Jackie, we've had on the show 10,000 times. Your very first time on on the show, I think, for Sailor's Grave. Tell us a bit about the brewery for people from Finland who might never have heard about it before.
We're speaking to Finland, are we?
We often speak to Finland, actually. Cool. Finland and Fiji are our two top listeners outside of Australia and the US at the moment.
Fantastic. Sailor's Grave, we are 5 hours southeast of Melbourne. We're in southeast Gippsland in a little tiny town called Orbost, right on the edge of the beautiful Snowy River, in the middle of nowhere. The brewery's started by Gab and Chris, husband-wife team, used to work used to have a restaurant together in New South Wales. They moved
back.
They
never worked in IT or engineering.
No.
That's a remarkable change from our other 190 guests.
We're pretty much a pretty rooty-edge grassroots independent brewery. Gab and Chris went back to, they're both from the southeast Gippsland region, went back there once they started a family, started a brewery together. Both having a huge amount of input together as a brewery, and what an amazing team. I'm actually such a fan of the brewery themselves that I've now found myself working with them.
Because you yourself have a long history of working in craft beer around Melbourne before getting down to Sailor's Grave.
Pouring beers all over the place, selling beers,
receiving beers for me. I was receiving beers for you because anyone who has a Y in their name and is a David is automatically interchangeable in the worlds of the craft beer.
That's it, exactly. We're all over it. But yeah, Sailor's Grave just about to celebrate 7th birthday.
It's now a considerable length of time by craft beer standards.
We're just about to go into the next stage of the business, build a big brewery, a big sustainable space down in Marlow.
Now, give us a bit of an idea of the beers that you've brought up to the festival, but that also gives us a bit of a flavour of the kind of beers you guys are known for as well.
Yeah, so we've kind of, I guess, next to co-conspirators, we decided to kind of collaborate as far as each kind of bringing in a little bit of different stuff from the brands. For ourselves, we bought our core range beer today, the Lemon Meringue Cream Sour.
This sounds magnificent. It's going to be the next thing that I'm trying after the Sour Matriarch.
Do you want a sip of mine?
I would happily have a sip of yours if you're up for sharing. Absolutely.
3.5%. Yeah. There's no COVID around at this festival.
There's no COVID around. I'm not going to pour this on my microphone at the first venue that I go to today.
3.5% cream sour. It is used, basically brewed using local organic fresh lemons, lemon juice, lactose, cream sugars. It really backs up with the name Lemon Meringue.
It really does.
You actually get like the biscuit malt right at the back end.
But also very drinkable. Sometimes with some of those lactosey ones, it's almost too creamy. You couldn't imagine drinking a lot of it, but you know, that's easily a sensible sort of beer.
Very
3.5% in sunny Bendigo, you could do so.
It's an accessible beer. Just won a gold medal at the Australian International Beer Awards just recently. First time we'd ever entered and scored a gold for this little beer of ours.
That's fantastic. So what other things have you got on tap down at the, both at the festival, but also at the brewery? You give us a bit of a flavour.
The other beers we've got here today is a... what's it called? I've just forgotten the name. Shadow.
You're not in beer sales, so it doesn't matter. You're allowed to forget things.
And Saturday, I'm not working. Shadow Self, a chocolate stout, brewed as a collaboration with Living Coco, a social enterprise based in Victoria, working with women and farmers in agriculture, working to promote sustainability in the Samoa and the Pacific Islands. And we're using a
fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's using a byproduct of the cacao husk that they work with as the chocolating agent in the beer. And our festival beer that we brought down is our brand new West Coast IPA. It's called West Cape. It's an homage to the coastline down in the southeast, Gippsland. A beautiful spot.
That's all fantastic. I don't know whether this bit will come across or not, but give us your socials so that we can keep up to speed with the story of Sailor's Grave out there on the internet.
The socials?
Yes, please.
Everyone knows how to use the internet. Sailor's Grave. You'll find us.
See, it shows my age, and I still think that's relevant to do. David, thank you so much for joining us here today. We're going to grab a photo and a couple of those delicious Sailor's Grave beers before we head off up the hill.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Well, here we are. We're at Mackenzie headquarters. I don't think I've been at Mackenzie headquarters since sometime in the early 80s when I went to church here. It's more than a little freaky for me being back in Bendigo. I'm joined by Chris Adkins, who's done so much to make this podcast possible up here this weekend. Chris, you look like a man who is very relaxed for 2 hours into a beer festival.
Well, I think I can speak to the measure of work that the entire Bendigo beer team has done up until this point. And also the incredible staff at all the venues. They're probably the ones who are responsible for us being so relaxed at the moment, if we can call it that.
Well, you look relaxed. Having organised all sorts of things over the years, I know the look of mad panic when things aren't going right. You don't have that look. Have you had a look of mad panic since we last spoke? It's probably been about 2 months since we had you on the show. Just thinking about what was going to be happening, how things unfolded, according to plan?
Look, mostly. As a lot of people who are here at the festival today would know, we did have just a last-minute venue change, moving from Piano Bar to Black Swan. There were just a couple of last-minute changes that they just weren't going to work for the festival, and we had to be a bit nimble, I guess you could say. And, luckily we managed to pull that off. But really, outside of that, it's been surprisingly smooth sailing. Sometimes organising an event like this, I myself have referred to it as it's like herding cats. But I got to say, this year might be one of probably the smoothest events that we've had so far. But again, I have to attribute that to just the work that everyone on the team's done.
Oh, you are such a good man. You're throwing the love around, as you should. Everyone here, it's a great vibe here in the Mackenzie headquarters today. Got a couple of great breweries here. The sun is out. Talk about Bendigo, beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Oh, mate.
Did you plan the weather?
Look, I actually had a couple of people mention it to me earlier this morning. I started the day up at the Rifle, and I've headed down here after there. Had a few people talk to me about the weather, and I like to have a little bit of a laugh, and I'll take credit for it. I did a few interesting dances in a specially set up stone circle yesterday and earlier in the week, and praying to whatever gods it might be, and look. It's turned out pretty well, I reckon.
It's paid dividends, brother. Now, give us a bit of an insight into what this day looks like for you. What time were you up this morning? What were your duties this morning? And I found you behind the bar at King River. So how does all of that work?
Yeah, look, jack of all trades, master of none is probably the best way to put it. I was probably a little bit lazy this morning, you might say. I take the dogs for a little bit of a walk every morning, but they got me up earlier than I would have liked, but I didn't get in and start setting things up until about 9 o'clock. But I really want to give a big shout out to Penny Loader, she's quite new to our committee, and this is her first Bendigo on the hop. She was up at the hub at 7:45 this morning to let in the fencing, let in the water truck. She's the one who was up real early.
Is that she's the apprentice? The first year has the early morning duties.
I may have been in that boat last year. So I guess we could look at it that way. But she's done some absolutely amazing work. So I really want to shout out to Penny. You've done a bloody fantastic job. So thank you for everything. But look, from our end for Bendigo Beer, most of us, we're up early. We're in setting up at the hub, and everyone at all the venues are probably in at the same time. 8:30, getting things, ready, setting up the venues. And then from our side of things, we try to make things pretty equitable and allocate times at different venues. But we also, we know when different venues need a little hand. So sometimes we're running. You may see someone in a Bendigo beer t-shirt running up the hill or sprinting through the middle of town because someone needs a bit of help pouring some beers and those sorts of things. But, outside of that, look, we're up and down. We've got some chilled out periods. We've got some hectic periods.
Now, how many of the beers have you actually got to taste so far yourself?
So far, let me see. I've probably had just a little taste of about maybe 8 or so.
Oh, well, you've done pretty well.
So, three or four at the Rifle. One from King River, one from Toubrac, a couple I just nipped into Brewers Collective earlier. Just gently getting through them.
And what stood out to you so far?
Look, they put a lot of effort. Not only have they put a lot of effort into it, but it's also turned out really, really well. Bridge Road with their Bierstallchen. My German's not great, so forgive me. forgive me.
Yeah, to all of our German listeners, yeah, we're sorry.
The Biestalschen version of their 2022 B2 bomber, they put a bit of a modern twist. Instead of, I expected maybe there'd be some big metal pokers over the coals, but they've actually got tri-clover fittings that they brought from the brewery. So some stainless steel tri-clover fittings over the hibachi grill. And then they're dipping that into big jugs of last year's B2 bomber. And I have to say, it is an experience.
Yeah, and where am I going to experience this?
Just up the hill to the Rifle. It's a little bit of a workout because it's, Brewers Collective has a steeper hill, but it's a bit of a workout, but straight up the road, into the Rifle, get on it.
I know that everyone who's listening to these podcasts will be so sick of my Bendigo stories by the end, but this is literally the way that I used to walk home from school, and carrying all of the podcast equipment today.
Amazing.
Is such a reminder of, like, trudging home from school
heavy
on a 35-degree day,
yeah,
with all of this crap in your school bag.
Amazing.
I know that hill well, so I'm that's the best incentive I've ever had.
Fantastic.
To walk up View Street, I've got to say.
We'll call it a trip up Memory Hill.
And I'm delighting at the moment in the King River Belgian Triple. That's a pretty special thing to have on tap here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, King River have been really good. They've not only have they brought along their two tap beers, they brought along a few cans as well. So, you know, Vic Secret Wet Hop IPA, we're not going to see too many of them, being called a core range beer. And then their Belgian Double. It's absolutely delightful. So this is it's one of the first beers that their new head brewer Steve has gone through from start to finish, and I got to say it's a bloody delight. So if he keeps turning out beers like this, you know, lovely traditional European stuff, I'll be happy to see their tins in the fridges at Hop Supply here in Bendigo.
Now, we had a quick chat about, you know, what Bendigo beer does generally. Once you've closed the doors tonight, maybe had a day or so to recover, what sort of else is going to be happening for Bendigo Beer for the rest of the year, and how do people get involved if they want to know more about the beer scene in this wonderful central Victorian city?
Well, I can certainly tell you for sure there will be little to nothing happening for the next few weeks. We're all going to have a really well-deserved break. But we actually have a pretty busy calendar coming up once we move into October. There's a craft Oktoberfest that's planned here on the 14th, and that will be Brewers Collective, Cornella, and a few other independents around Bendigo running their own Oktoberfest event that they actually went down to Burnley in Melbourne and brewed a beer there, especially for the event. The next weekend is the Wine Growers Festival, which we have surprisingly, and we're very happy about this, been asked to actually put on a beer spot for a
Fantastic.
Wine event.
So whereabouts is that going to occur?
Look, details still to come, so we're not 100% on exactly what that's going to look like for us, but you can certainly keep an eye on not only our social media, but the Bendigo Wine Growers. And then the week after that, and this is the one I'm most pumped about because I've been a participant in this myself many times, is the Bendigo Homebrewing Competition, which is currently slated in for the 28th of October.
And now, that means you must already have your recipes and things, what, in the keg, if not out of the keg and maturing?
I think, I was about to say something that sounded a little bit arrogant, so I was going to say I might let the other boys have a bit of a go at it this year. I don't know if I'll get the
time. They won't listen to the podcast, you'll be right. Except if I take that snippet out and just put it on our site.
It is what it is. If they want to, they'll have a laugh at it. It's all good fun. But that's on the 28th of October, held at the Cambrian, who were a very long-time supporter of the homebrewing competition.
Absolutely.
And so if anyone wants to get involved, you don't have to be from Bendigo. You can certainly enter and come along. The entry form is available. It's on our website at the moment, bendigobeer.com. And it's a bit of a different feel to other homebrewing competitions. It's not like a fuddy-duddy send in blank bottles that have no identification and it's blind tasting. Everyone rocks up on the day. We all get to drink each other's beers. We all get to talk to the crowd about what have we made, how we made it, that sort of stuff. So it's a bloody cracking day. And we actually haven't release this information yet.
Oh, it's so our scoop. It's our 2 o'clock scoop.
This is actually, I'm actually really excited about this. So, a few people who may have been to Bendigo on the Hop in the early years would know that Mountain Goat were a really big part of the festival in the early years. And then after that, also Fixation.
And I can see, for those of us that, you know, come from Flemington and know about horse racing, I can see the bloodline we're working with here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have the man himself, Tommy Delmont.
The big man. Is he bringing his big dog?
The big man, and I really hope he brings his big dog. He has agreed to be one of the judges for Bendigo Homebrewing Competition this year.
So that is awesome. Genuinely awesome.
We're pretty excited about that, and I was pretty pumped when Tommy said, absolutely, man, I cannot wait to be there. So, you know, just another reason to come along. You don't even have to brew a beer. We actually sell tickets on the door, so you can come along, you can try out some of the beers. We've had some pretty cool stuff, like past winners. You know, we've had, I made a saison with lemongrass, ginger, coconut and café lime leaf. We've had an iced Vovo beer, which it hit the brief. It had every iced Vovo note that you could ask for.
And the poor people in Finland and Fiji will have no idea what that means, but
trust us,
that's a very special thing.
Google, hit it up, you'll find out what it is, and you'll realise what a feat it is to make that. So, yeah, I know I've spent a bit of time talking about it, but that's because it's an event that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, that sounds like the Bendigo beer agenda and calendar is well and truly packed from here virtually till the end of the year. Mate, thank you for supporting the podcast and thank you for having us up here today. It's fantastic. And the vibe of the festival, as we've said before, is great. Like, it's such a great opportunity to go around, explore a beautiful city, but also it's relaxed, it's happy, and it doesn't feel like some of those festivals where you're constantly sort of being jostled and pushed from, you know, stall to stall. Everyone's relaxed. You can have a yarn with all the brewers. It's got a great vibe to it.
Thanks, man. And look, that's all that we can ask for is that, you know, our goal is just to create just the best day possible for everyone who comes. And you know, there's a reason why it's a standout on the beer calendar for everyone. You know, there's a reason why we sell out.
That was the bit I was going to plug at the very beginning and I forgot. So let's talk really briefly about that. If you're listening next year before you come up to Bendigo on the Hop, you've got to get your tickets because just like me, find they've sold out before you figure out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, like, don't muck around because, you know, this festival, it sells out pretty much every single year. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of people who have regrets. We get a lot of messages over Facebook and Instagram over the last week since it sold out. Begging for tickets, so trust me when I say this, that you want to get on it if you're even thinking about it. And also on that note, just one more detail is that next year is actually our 10th anniversary of the festival.
You're already planning. See, I thought you'd be at least waiting until 6 o'clock tonight before you started to think about that kind of thing.
You would think so, but the previous president of Bendigo Beer, Trev Burks, who a lot of people in the beer community would know, he's a very popular man. I've been told I'm the new Trev. I'm not sure if I want that title.
Well, you're very popular with me.
I don't know if I want that title, but we'll see. But Trev and I have already been, you know, doing a little bit of work behind the scenes, and we're hoping that next year will be by far the biggest and the best festival that we've had so far. There's some big things in the works, some big breweries. We're hoping that we'll see some names who have been big supporters of the festival, especially in the early days. You know, maybe some new areas within the city to open up and let all the, you know, all the patrons explore. So I gotta say, it's gonna be a big one. So, you know, I don't want to pump our own shoes up too much, but
I think you do, and I think,
man,
you have.
Like, keep an eye out for it because it's gonna be a big one, and I can tell you right now, like, you'll want to be there. You'll want to be there with who we already think that we have coming.
It sounds awesome, mate. It's a beautiful Bendigo day here. We're loving life here at Mackenzie headquarters. We're loving life with King River. We're going to get into the Toobarak, and then we're going to go up the road, up the hill, to the rifle.
It's an Bridge awesome Road and Hop Nation.
Yeah, and then we're going to go and maybe just sneak in watching the Mighty Bloods beat Castlemaine. What could be better than seeing that? Thank you, Chris, for your time today.
Love it. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, here we are. We're still at Mackenzie headquarters, the church I used to go to some 98 years ago. It's very spooky for me. What is not spooky? What makes me feel comfortable and reassured about my experience is being able to drink some delicious King River beers. And we're joined now by Sam, who's the sales rep up at King River. Sam, you've kind of been on the show before, but not really. Tell us a bit about your King River experience.
Yes, I have been working in the background on the more recent Carwin Cellars Black Box podcast. You might remember me from that if you're a keen listener of this program.
But, yeah, check the archives and check our store for a black box if you haven't got one yet.
A very brief cameo. Look, I'm a sales manager at King River Brewing. I've been working for King River for about a year now, and I get to travel around northeast Victoria and sometimes interstate and other places and talk about our wonderful beer.
Well, I've got to say, here we are in central Victoria. What a absolutely corker day. This is a beautiful sort of experience to be up here. And did you drive down from King River today? Let's give us a bit of the flavour about what this kind of day means for you in a workload.
So for us, it's basically packing up our big refrigerated van with all of our kegs and all of our gear in the King Valley. And, headed over yesterday. Both Stephen and I have got some friends in town, so we just got to catch up with a few mates last night and then rolled into Mackenzie this morning, and the wonderful people here helped us set up, and here we are.
It's an absolutely beautiful venue, like genuinely. It's a great space.
It's stunning. It's just so architecturally beautiful. It's a really big open room. Really love it. Beautiful old ornate architecture. It's lovely.
Now, the first of the beers that we're kicking off with here officially today is the Vic Secret Wet Hopped.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this beer and what I should be tasting and and the fine tradition that you guys have of wet hopped beers.
Indeed. Well, being in the hop growing region of Victoria, of northeast Victoria, one of our nearest hop growing farms is a farm called HPA, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be well familiar with in the area of Ovens there near Myrtleford. So that gives us the really beautiful, I guess, responsibility of being able to take these beautiful wet hops straight off the vine and grab them. I picked these hops up myself, put them in the van, drove them 45 minutes to the brewery where we threw them in a beautiful base pale ale recipe. And obviously with the wet hops, you get those beautiful fresh grassy green aromas, a bit of pineapple, you know, other stone fruits. But when you wet hop a beer, once again, I'm sure most of your listeners will know, you retain a lot of the essential oils, the green matter in the hop, which then gives it that beautiful, fresh aroma and taste. So, this year came up really well. You never know what you're going to get, so you sort of get a couple of boxes and away you go. Some years the flavours are a little bit different to others, but I think this year it came up really, really well.
And that's the challenge, I guess. You know, as you say, many of our listeners know exactly what happens when you're doing a wet hop beer. But for people who are newer to it, you know, normally, you know, hops arrive at least dried, if not pelletized, and you're very confident probably as a brewer what you're going to be getting. This adds, you know, this is a bit of a spin of the roulette wheel. Vic Secret, a well-known hop, but there's still that element of danger, which makes it a bit exciting, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. It makes it super exciting because you're never quite sure how it's going to come out exactly. So, this year I think it's right on point. It's really displaying all the characteristics of the Vic Secret hop, so we're really happy with it.
And why is it important for you as a brewery to be making a wet hop beer? Sort of how does that feed into the King River story? I mean, go back and check the archives, folks, if you've not listened previously, but, you know, tell us the kinds of styles you love to make and how it works.
Well, yes, that's a good point, because we're not traditionally known for our IPAs. We're more about the European style, so Belgian beers, golden ales, German, European styles. That's really where we love to play. But being so close to Victoria's hop growing region, and one of the biggest hop growing regions, or the biggest hop growing region in Australia, we feel it's really our duty to, you know, be able to showcase these hops in our beers, because we have that unique ability to be so close and grab those fresh hops straight off the vine, as I said, and throw them straight into our beer. So, we're not really known for our IPAs. I'm a bit of an IPA guy. When I came on board with Nathan and Stephen, I was like, brew me an IPA. Come on, I love IPAs. And we've done wet hop beers for a while now. So it's really good to be able to use these beautiful fresh produce that's close by and put it in a beer.
It's tasting beautiful. Which of the other beers that you brought up? Because you really have sort of showcased some of those other European styles that you guys are both known for, but also we know you love to make.
Yes, well, so Stephen, our brewer, he's created a beautiful Belgian Dubbel recipe. So lovely beer. He's brewed it. It's the first beer that he's brewed for us from start to finish. So he hasn't just been using Nathan's recipe, for example. He's recipe developed the whole thing, started it, finished it himself. And it's come up really well. A really nice malty. We made our own Belgian candy sugar as well, which not a lot of breweries do. So we did that to really give it that authenticity. And it's just come up really well. But sitting at about 8.1%. So very, very boozy. But the beauty of Belgian beers is they hide that booze very well. So it drinks really malty and sweet and delicious.
It's a fantastic range of beers. For people who've never struck the brewery before, where do we find you on the socials? And where can we find you, particularly in the city of Melbourne, but more generally?
Yeah, so we do have a little bit of presence around in Melbourne. You'll find us on tap in a few different places. Please, you know, if you walk into your local independent bottle shop and you want to taste our beers, please mention us and give us a shout-out, because we are fairly small and we're working on distributing as best we can to the people. But we're in the northeast of Victoria, in the King Valley. We've got a tap room and restaurant there. We have all our beers on tap. We've got a beautiful big beer hall that we just built over winter to keep the punters warm and dry in a
warm and dry is good.
Yes, in an alpine region winter, which gets obviously very cold and wet. Please come and visit us. We're about 5Ks before you hit a town called Whitfield, about 30 minutes south of Wangaratta. So if you're coming up towards the alpine region of Victoria, please swing down the King Valley and come and say hello.
And are you going to be behind the bar here in King River Brewing all day, or are you going to get to go out and experience a couple of other things?
I just went and had a little look before. I didn't want to leave these guys too far. But, I think I'll be behind the bar for most of the rest of today. It's been great. I really love this. It's the first time we've been at Bendigo on the Hop. So we're really stoked to get an invite. And it's a great vibe. The weather's come out, as you mentioned before, and we're really enjoying just being a part of it.
Well, I'm glad that we've had this capacity to have you on the show properly rather than just lurking behind Nathan. Your story's great. It's great to see that Steve is hitting his mark already as a brewer, and we can't wait to have you on the show again for a proper full episode.
Yeah, look forward to it. I can talk underwater, so thank you.